Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, this is compelling stuff.
Absolutely.
Let's get right to, we've been talking about this all day, and it's just a privilege to have Shannon with us because she cares so much. How are you, Shannon?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, this stuff's compelling. Let's get right to it. Tell our listeners what you've come up with in this study and how significant it is, and what we believe to be is just their heinous acts against military families.
Sure. So my organization, the Military Family Advisory Network, we conducted a survey earlier this year to get a better understanding of challenges that families were having with privatized military housing. In a week, we had nearly 17,000 military families respond, and we shared the initial responses with the Senate Armed Services Committee as well as Department of Defense, and just this week released our full report, which really outlines the full scope of the issues. So everything from maintenance to mold to vermin infestations, inexplicable fees that families are paying. And it's really been a very sad process to do this work, but grateful for all the families who came forward so that we can sure their voices are heard.
Well, tell me, Shannon, what was the biggest takeaway? What was the biggest eye-popper to you and how these military families are living on these bases?
Yeah, just frankly, the number of people who responded was shocking. We never expected to have such a dramatic response with this survey. And then, you know, when you're reading this, one of the worst things for me is seeing that military families in many cases are normalizing the issues. They're talking about rodents, mold, water damage, and they're saying, you know, it's par for the course. This is what we get with military housing. And the reality is military families move every 2 years, and they're moving to places where they're often isolated. They don't necessarily have family living nearby, and they move without an opportunity to go look at homes prior to the move. So they trust that the privatized military housing is a safe option for them and their family. And unfortunately, we're finding the opposite.
Well, you know what? What you're saying is so relevant and so spot on. This is Shannon Razzadin with the Military Family Advisory Network. It blows me away because we all do our own kind of surveys and we have talk radio show. The fact that so many families reached out so fast.
Struck a nerve.
What does that tell you, Shannon? It tells you that they're in a crap storm.
Right.
And they want some help.
Yeah. Well, they're in a crisis.
Yes.
They really are. And, you know, you said it. We struck a nerve. And they were really looking for a chance to share their stories. Military families are very private people.
Yep. Yep.
And so not only do we have a huge response rate, but we had over 2,000 people who were willing to share their contact information with us so that we could follow up with them. And so that goes to show that they've had it. They're really, they're not asking for a lot here. They're looking for a safe place to live, and they're paying for this.
Yep.
You know, this isn't a handout. So you have service members who are deploying overseas.
That's even worse.
It is.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
even more egregious. That makes me angry.
Because
I was going to say, how much are they paying? Is this like, is this supposed to be super dirt cheap housing, or is this, you know, you're paying and you're getting crap?
You're paying, and oftentimes the amount that you're paying doesn't make sense. So you might have someone who lives next door to you that's paying less because they have a lower basic allowance for housing, but you are living the same exact property. So families never see this money. It goes directly from the military to the privatized housing company. And so then they have no opportunity for recourse. So
that's what I was going to say to you. I'm like, what's the play here? What happens?
Right.
What can they do? What can we do?
That's right. What can we do? That's even a better question. Shannon, how can we make a change here?
Make sure that military families know that when you have a problem, you need to go through the process of submitting the complaint. If you don't get the response in a timely way, elevate it through your chain of command. And then if you don't get the response you need from that, really go to your elected officials. We have the full attention of the Department of Defense and Services as well as Congress. Well, and
go to your media, too. Go to your media. Raise a stink.
Right.
Raise a flag and say, look, this is ridiculous. The media would be on these like we are in a heartbeat.
Yeah, this is a 60-minute story.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is. It is. And, the coverage has been incredible, national and local. And that was a big part of the reason why we wanted to break this out on a local level so you can see the national issues, but then also what's happening at specific installations, because we know that there are families who are currently living in dangerous homes, and so they need to be.
But why? Shannon, why? This is what confounds me here.
How the hell did this happen?
It really seems like there was a scenario where the Department of Defense, gave these contracts to the privatized military housing companies, and they expected that these housing companies would take care of families. But there wasn't the accountability. The checks weren't in place to make sure. So the Department of Defense is doing certain things to put more procedures in place. They're developing a tenant bill of rights, and there are systemic changes that are being made. But there are also needs on an immediate basis
Far
as families need to be moved immediately.
It's woefully unacceptable. I'm so glad that you have at least illuminated this.
We love you.
Yeah, and now we got to see what can be done. I hope you'll keep in touch with us, because if there's a way we can mobilize the people here in our area, let's do it. I just think it needs to be done, and we really thank you for your time this afternoon, Shannon.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you bringing attention to this, and I will definitely stay in touch.
Please do.
Shannon, really, no BS. Anything you need, you folks know how to get us now. We can push some buttons that other folks can't, and I'd be honored to help.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it, and enjoy your holiday weekend, and don't forget to thank a survivor who lost someone this weekend who gave everything for our country.
Amen.
Beautiful
thank
stuff.
You.
Thank you. Man, that is just disgusting.
It's wrong, is what it is.
It is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.